Be'ezet Shem Mizbeach, we begin Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the laws of the leavened and the unleavened bread, which is the fifth out of the ten halachas in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times, which yesh b'chlon shemayin mitzvahs. In the category, there's eight mitzvahs. Sholosh mitzvahs to say, three positive commandments, and v'chamesh mitzvahs slice to say, and five negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alpha number one, sh'leilechel chametz, not to eat chametz, b'yom haba asar, on the 14th of Nisan, mechatzai sayin, from noon and ulamala and onwards. Base number two, lahash bisar, to get rid of the leavening, b'yom haba'as on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach. Gimel number three, shlelechel chametz kol shev, not to eat chametz all 7 days. Dal number four, shlelechel taroibes chametz kol shev, not to even eat a mixture of chametz all 7 days. Hey, number five, shlei yirah chametz kol shev, and no chametz shall be seen all 7 days. Vav number six, shlei matzi chametz kol shev, and no chametz shall be found all 7 days. Zayin number seven, lechel matzah leila Pesach, to eat matzah on the nights of Pesach. And Ches number eight, Lasape Betis Mitzayim Baisa Laila, to say with the story of leaving Egypt on that night. Uber Mitzayim, an explanation of these eight mitzvahs of Beprakam Eila are in these eight chapters, which the first four discuss the prohibitions of Chametz, and the last four discuss the mitzvahs of Matzah and the Seder night, and then the Haggadah Shal Pesach. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, Perek Rishon, we begin the first chapter regarding the prohibitions of Chametz. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding the actual first, the Isra of Chametz itself. Kol Oichel Kazayis Chametz BePesach, whoever eats an olive size of leavened bread on Pesach, Mitchilas Leil Chamisha Asar, from the beginning of the night of the 15th of Nisan, at Seif Yom Echad BeEsam Nisan, until the end of the 21st of Nisan, BeMeis deliberately, Chayev Karis, liable for being punished with Karis, being cut off his life. Shnamalik says a pasuk in Shmos, Kol Oichel Chametz BeNichrasa, whoever eats Chametz will be cut off. And the pasuk there concludes, Miyem Arishin Yad Yom Shvi, which is from the 15th until the 21st of Nisan. Now, B'Shegig, if he does it by mistake, Chayiv Karban Chatas Kavu, he's liable for a carbon of a set chatas. And that's Echad Oichel, whether someone eats, or Echad Hamamach B'Shegig, so whether one liquefies it and drinks it, either way, will be the same liability. Halacha Beis, HaChametz B'Pesach, Chametz on Pesach, Asa B'Hanoi, is forbidden to have any benefit even from. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, he says, B'lo Ya'ochel Chametz, Chametz should not be eaten, meaning lo yehebay het rachilo, should not be any permissibility regarding anything that brings towards eating, even benefit that could be utilized for eating. Any benefit is forbidden, because benefit could bring towards, it has a value that could bring towards eating. Now, if Avanir Chametz b'shus of a Pesach, someone leaves Chametz in his domain on Pesach, av b'shla achola, even though he doesn't eat it, oiv b'shnei lavin, he violates two negative prohibitions. Shlomo says in the pasuk, lo yirol chos ha'er b'chol g'belecha, no leavening shall be seen for you in all your boundaries. And then it says in the pasuk, lo sa'or le'imatz b'b'teichem, no leavening should be found for you in your homes. And the isra chametz, the prohibition of chametz, the isra sa'or, the prohibition of leavening, Shaboy machmitz, with what leavening is, how you ferment other things, echad with all the same things. So although those psukim mentioned sa'ar, it's the same thing as this prohibition of holding on to chametz. Halacha gimel, einu leike, one does not get lashes for these two negative prohibitions, mishum leyiro b'leimotze, that it shouldn't be found, there shouldn't be a scene. Elam kin kano chametz b'pesach, only if he acquires the chametz on Pesach, echimtze, or he ferments it, kadesh yasav b'maisa, so there should be an action related to it, then one would get lashes. But let's say someone had chametz from before Pesach, and then Pesach comes and he didn't get rid of it. He leaves it in his domain. Although he's violating these two negative prohibitions of lo yirah, ba yirah, ba yimotze, but ain't a lick in the Torah does not get lashes biblically. Nishal also by ma'aseh, because it's what's called a lav shem ma'aseh. He didn't do an action; it was passive. But I'm not going to say ma'aseh marriage is we give him the rabbinic lashes of rebellion. Halacha dalt chametz shavu leva Pesach. Chametz was left over till after Pesach, forbidden to have benefit from that forever. But there was a knas, but there was a this rabbinic penalty. Because he violated these two prohibitions of not having gotten rid of his chametz. They made it forbidden, even if he left it by mistake or beyond his control, so that a person should not leave chametz in his domain on Pesach. He's like, oh, such a waste, so much money. I want to have benefit. I won't eat it on Pesach, but I'll have it afterwards. No. That he shouldn't violate these two prohibitions. They said, you know what, even if you do leave it over, it's going to be forbidden to have any benefit. Now, halacha continues regarding taroivus of chametz, when there's a mixture of chametz. Chametz and sarv bedava achat techa Pesach. If chametz gets mixed into something else during Pesach, b'memina with the same type, another grain, b'in shle b'mina with not its type and something else, hadez oisib kosher, it's going to make that mixture forbidden, even in the most minute amount. And the reason for that is because chametz is what's called davar shesh matin, has permitted because after Pesach, the mixture is permitted, and therefore it's going to make it forbidden whether it's the same type or not, because we're not going to say bittul, we're not going to say nullification is something that has permitters, no matter how large the quantity is. Chametz of Yisrael, shavu of a Pesach. Now, if you have chametz of a Jew that was left over till after Pesach, so avi pishu asban niyah, although it's forbidden to have benefit from it, like we said in the previous halacha, but in this arv, if it gets mixed in, then whether it's the same type or a different type, then you will be permitted to eat after Pesach. Why? Because they didn't penalize and say it's forbidden for chametz shavu of a Pesach only if it's chametz as it is in its own type. But it was mixed together, that prohibited entity is permitted to eat after Pesach. There they didn't penalize when it's not the thing itself. One's not liable for karas, only for eating the essence of the chametz itself. But if it was a mixture with chametz, it was a classic Babylonian dish called kutach, which had some moldy breadcrumbs inside of it. Or the beer from Madai, which is also fermented from grain. Anything similar like that. Midvarm shah chametz morben that has things that chametz is mixed into them. If he eats it on Pesach, like he gets lashes, but the emekar is not going to be a punishment of karas. Because Shemot says in the pasuk in Shemot, "Kol machmetzes leisachelu." Anything that's fermenting, that one should not eat it. Now, therefore, this tells us that there's going to be a negative prohibition, but there's not going to be a punishment of karas unless you're having the chametz itself. Now, but from when we say this, only if, when will you get this negative prohibition of the lav, is if you eat an olive size of chametz that's in the mixture, b'chdei achilas shalosh beitzim, we call b'chdei achilas pras, but it's the amount the Rambam holds of eating, the amount of how long it would take to eat three eggs. Who should look him in the tail? That's when he's going to get lashes for eating this mixture. Again, not karas, because karas is only when you eat the thing itself of a kazais. But to get lashes is only if you eat in that amount of time. But if in that mixture you don't have an olive size of chametz, in the amount of eating three eggs, although it's forbidden for him to eat, because the prohibition is even a minute amount, but if he eats in the lake, he's not going to get lashes because you haven't gotten a kezias in that amount of time. Rather, give him the rabbinic lashes of rebellion. Allah Chazan continues regarding the measurement of the prohibition. So if someone eats from the chametz itself, by Pesach, even if it's a kosher, even a minute amount, because if it's mixed in with something else, that we said in halacha above, but from the thing itself, that's biblically forbidden. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Lo ya'ochel, it shall not be eaten." Now, if avpi can't even so, in the chayav karas a carbon, one's not liable for karas or a carbon, ela al kashir shu kezayis, only if he's eating the measurement of a kezayis. Now, va'ochel pachas mekezayis b'meizu, if someone eats less than the kezayis, but deliberately, makanis makasman, we give him the rabbinic lashes because not biblically, but rabbinically, we're going to give him lashes for violating the biblical prohibition of eating a kosher. When is the beginning of the prohibition of chametz? So asa lecha chametz. It's forbidden to eat chametz b'yemar ba'asa on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach, mechatzei shi'im alamalam, from noon and onwards, afternoon. Shud mitchila shoshviyis b'yem, which is the beginning of the 7th hour of the day. The 6 hours takes you till noon, and then the beginning of the 7th hour is right after noon, is when it starts. V'chaloichu b'zman azeh, whoever eats in that time period, from afternoon and onwards, like when the Torah biblically gets lashes. Shunamik says the pasuk in the Devarim, like seichel alav chametz, don't eat on it chametz. Claim in other words, al korban pesach, on the korban pesach. Which kach lamdem piashmuah befeir shdov azeh. This is how they learned from tradition in explaining this halacha. Like seichel chametz, don't be eating chametz mishah shedui lishchitz pesach from the time when it's fit to be slaughtered in the korban pesach. Shehu bin abayim, which is in the afternoon, v'chatzayim, which is from noon onwards, it's already biblically prohibited to eat chametz. Now halacha test, v'asru chachamim. But the sages made it forbidden. Lechel chametz eat chametz mitchilas shoshishes, an hour before, not the beginning of the 7th hour, but rather beginning of the 6th hour. And the reason is kedush liyigabi isur teches that we shouldn't come to touch the biblical prohibition because one could get confused and confuse this noon for the moment before. Now mitchilas shoshishes yeh chametz asa bechil banos. So therefore, from the beginning of the 6th hour, not the 7th hour, an hour beforehand, it's already forbidden rabbinically to eat and to even have benefit from the chametz. Now, so kol shor shishas, but this whole 6th hour is from a different sefer. It's from rabbinic law. So if you would say a perfect day from 6 to 6, from 11 to 12 is going to be rabbinically forbidden. We'll show you now the rest of the day, meshavis l'malav, but from 12 o'clock and further, minatar would be biblically prohibited. Now, shor chamishas, the 5th hour, which is going to be from 10 to 11, ein oichlim b'chametz, then you can eat chametz, And that's a gezer mishum yom ha'unim because of the decree because of a cloudy day. Shem yitah ben chamish l'shish. You might confuse the fifth hour for the sixth hour. And the sixth hour is forbidden because of the seventh hour. So you're not allowed to even eat in the fifth hour. But it's not prohibited to have benefit from it in the fifth hour. And the figure of Telemban, therefore we suspend in the fifth hour, chuma or v'lechem taida, the breads of the carbon taida, which these have chametz, v'kayitzu ben mechametz, shukaydish, any type of chametz that's holy, which you're not allowed to burn when it's not allowed to, when you don't have to, when it's not tummy or something like that. So and you can't eat then already in the fifth hour, but you can't burn it because biblically it's still fit to be eaten. And I'll burn kachem truma as long as it's permitted to be eaten. Until it gets to the sixth hour, then you burn everything because then already we say it's already rabbinically forbidden, and then one could go ahead and burn it then when everyone is burning everything else. What you learn from this is like this. That it's permitted to eat chametz up until the end of the fourth hour of the day, meaning up until the third of the day. So we would say, let's say you have 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, up until 10 o'clock. Now, you're not allowed to eat in the fifth hour, again, on a perfect day. We don't have perfect days at that time of the year. But you would have from 10 to 11 that you don't eat. But you could have benefit. Now, if someone eats in the sixth hour from 11 to 12, Makanus and Makanus Makanus, we give him rabbinic lashes. And someone eats in the beginning of the seventh hour, already from 12 and onwards, Laika, then he's going to get lashes. Because that's already biblically prohibited.